You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
Welcome back to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. On this Saturday, October 7th, 2023, Eddie Greer in the house, once again back again from North Kansas City for the Purple Project Podcast Postcast Soccer. He finally scored. Ladies and gentlemen, news alert, breaking news. We have finally scored a goal, and not only that, we won a game. Yes, sir. With K-State women's soccer team finally put one on the board after, what, a four-game losing streak of not scoring any goals. And I'm getting it. Yes, obviously, I'm getting straight on into it. And this number has been very popular this weekend for K-State Sports. Not popular, of course. And I need to look at the highlights again. And obviously, I'm going to go over that tape. K-State, basically, I can't say what I want to say on here yet. But K-State basically not showing up down at Stillwater last night as they lost to the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Once again, the house of horrors continues for them. I can go on and on. I didn't even watch the game last night. But again, I'm going to go back over some of the key points here, and I'm have my reaction, and I'll probably have this reaction on that pod tomorrow night on the podcast. But right now, all focus should be on soccer, and it should be Jasmine Brown getting it done right there. Hang on a second. Yeah, Jasmine Brown. Yeah, I just want to get that right before I catch some flack. Jasmine Brown scored the only goal of this game against Houston all the way back on Thursday night, and that was the only goal of this game. Star-studded sophomore Jasmine Brown gets it done, and K-State gets a much-needed win and hopefully a boost of confidence or something for this team moving forward. 1-0 back on Thursday night there, and Mike DeBeanie, as much as I like to give him flack on his podcast, gets a huge career win, number 300. Keep that in mind for a later podcast. Keep that in mind. If you've been paying attention to social media, keep that in mind. 300th for Mike DeBeanie. I didn't know he was even that close, to be frankly honest, to that. But just a huge boost from multiple faucets there as well. Mike DeBeanie, 16th season coaching women's soccer here as well. And Porter List, there was accredited. Well, actually, let me go here. Yep, she was accredited with the assist on a Jasmine Brown goal. And you need your veterans to start stepping up to the plate. Obviously, you have this team young again, but the Porter Lists of the world, Riley Bakers of the world, Jasmine Brown. Jasmine Brown's a rising star. K-State soccer getting it done right there. And you got also a couple of stars, so young girls on this team as well. And this win for K-State, first since late August, 10-match winless streak. Damn. Yes, 10-match winless streak there. Finally, get that off the snide for right now there as well. Obviously, and I'm going to make this final point. Well, not final, but another point here on DeBeanie. DeBeanie has made closing stops at Kansas Wesleyan on his road to his 300th win as a college coach, Kali Pali Pomona, before taking the reins of K-State. I thought it'd be more than that. Wow, that's impressive there as well. Third goal of the year for Jasmine Brown and of her career. Third goal off of a corner kick header. So you know those corner kicks can be very tricky at any level, whether that's high school, college, you see it in a national play, right? Whether men's or women's, right? Those kicks, that's like 50-50 balls, really, like in football right now. I'm recording this action right now. OU up front against Texas Red River Showdown there right now. And, of course, I'm recording this ahead of tonight's tilt, the National League Division Series, Phillies and Braves. So that's why I'm getting this done now. And I'm probably going to end up doing one more before that goes. And after that, I am done until my reaction to the loss at Oklahoma State tomorrow on the podcast there. This is the first meeting for K-State in Houston And I'm not going to even mention that. Now, K-State at Buser Family Park. Now, 2-4-2 on the year. And at home, still a quicker number. When you look at this, 20-37 losses, 7 ties, and 8 seasons played at home. That is just mind-boggling there as well. And also for Mike DeBeatty, I know he's got 300 win in the bank. Look at his 8 seasons, 35-82-18. Wow. Only head coach in K-State history to do that there as well. And look at, this is another number here that Jackson Brown broke. Minutes span, right? K-State, 394 minutes. Almost 400 when you round it together. My, oh my. So this is ridiculous numbers here. Can't, you know, I'm not trying to rain down this parade. Look, K-State won this game. They needed it. Coach needed it. Coach staff needed it. These girls needed it for sure. Desperation. You got to start scoring goals. I've been on here for the last, since this thing started from the beginning, right? And we have went through, it seems like every year we go through these stretches where K-State women's soccer cannot score a goal in like 3 or 4 matches. So hopefully, you know, moving forward, you know, Dennis went off Houston, you needed it. And not only that, you jump a couple of teams in the Big 12 standings. We'll get to that. The cap off is postcast. Eddie Greer, K-State 1, Houston nothing. K-State finally wins the game. And not only that, more importantly, with that, get a goal out of it from one of their rising stars in Jasmine Brown. Mike DeBeatty after the game, quote, it's extremely meaningful. I have no idea it was my 30th win. Neither did I, like I said in this podcast, until my staff told me. But all the credit to the current players, current staff, past staff. This wasn't just done by me. It was done by all of us together. But for this result tonight, we needed this one. It was an important one to get us going and change our season. I felt like this is a good start moving forward in the right direction there as well. Let's see. Here, I'll just leave it at that right there. Jasmine Brown, yes, sir. There after the game right here. And look, and I mentioned the young ladies on this team. I'm going to skip to here. On playing with 5 freshmen in the starting 11 and pressing. Quote from Jasmine Brown, we have really made an emphasis on pressing up high. Like that was our game plan, and we started 5 freshmen, and they all did the job perfectly. It was great. The high press. There was a high press. Everyone had urgency, and we were smart about it. It wasn't just rushed and frenetic. We had an urgency with a goal, so I think it worked out really well. End quote there as well. Let me see here. Let's see. Yeah, Portales, 2 shots. None of those were on goal. And had the assist. Jackson Brown, 1 shot. Banks it in there from the corner. Riley Baker, 4 shots. Half of those were on goal. And I might butcher this girl's last name wrong. Rylan Renewal, 2 shots on goal there as well. 1-0 there. K-State gets it done at home. Next up for the Cats, Monday night, we got to travel to Utah to play face-off against BYU at 6 Central Time, folks. And it will be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus network there as well. You're going to get most of your matches on that. So, you, again, pulling my plug right now for the Big 12 Now network. You don't have it on ESPN Plus. What are you doing by now? Yeah, K-State, you know, the ladies for the soccer team were dead last. Now you jump 3 teams in the Big 12. And I'm just going to focus in on the second half of the standings here. Baylor, Oklahoma, West Virginia, all of them are 2-3-1. K-State now moves behind West Virginia, 1-4-1. And now they advance to 3-8-3 on the year. Houston, Iowa State, 1-5. And now KU is the only team that has not won a game in the Big 12 conference there as well. So BYU is undefeated in the conference right now. That's going to be obviously a hard game. But again, K-State's defense has to be consistent. Once again, throughout the year, really through the last couple of years under Mike DeBeatty, the head coach of K-State women's soccer, can the offense sneak in a goal or two? That's what's going to come down to in this soccer game on Monday night. So we'll see what happens there. But a huge win for the soccer team on back on Thursday night. And congratulations. As much we give me and Alex combined, give Mike Devine a lot of difficulties on his podcast, he got it done. And huge milestone. 300th win for Mike Devine in his coaching, 16-year coaching career. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, and a few more other platforms, including Podbean as well, and Amazon. Make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast. I know we've been pretty consistent. We're on at least 4 times a week, maybe 5. We're not on every day like usual, but if anything breaks, I'll hop on the mic back here in Manhattan, Kansas. We'll talk about it as well. Volleyball is next on deck. And of course, you're going to have my reaction to what was a, I heard a lot of chatter about K-State's play during my time out there at Fairmont Park. I said Piedmont Park in the last podcast, so I need to take that back. So Fairmont Park, Manhattan Eagles got it done last night on senior night. I was out there doing that while K-State basically crapped the bed. And that's a nice way of putting it there as well. But I'm going to stop talking right now. That's going to do it for another edition postcast of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Stay tuned for more content this weekend. I'll be back on here a little bit later before first pitch of Philly in Atlanta Game 1 to talk volleyball. And there was a milestone there. I told you to keep that number in mind, 300. That's going to come up again in the next podcast. Go Cats, Purple Project Podcast, rolling out.
For listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!